Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hackers cause problems for property tax protesters. A grant helps Fort Worth test autonomous vehicles. And a rough landing for some Texas airlines in a new poll. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens. With property tax appraisals going out this week, property owners in Tarrant County are worried because of last month's attack on the Tarrant Appraisal District. As KRLD's Kurt Lewis reports, taxpayers may have a hard time protesting those appraisals.
A criminal gang called Medusa demanded a ransom of $700,000, but TAD refused to pay. So Medusa did just what it said it would, releasing personal information on hundreds of Tarrant County taxpayers onto the dark web. Tax consultant Chandler Crouch is a frequent critic of TAD, and he tells our partners at NBC5 it's kind of hard to believe how bad the Medusa hack was.
Number one, it's shocking the amount of data that they have. I mean, it's in the millions of documents.
If you live in Tarrant County and want to appeal your appraisal, you cannot do it on the TAD website. You'll either have to file by email or go old school and drive to the appraisal district and submit it by hand. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Collin County Sheriff's Office recently rounded up 15 potential child predators in what they called Operation Home Alone 2024. Sheriff's Sergeant Jessica Pond says investigators spent a few weeks visiting with the suspects in online chat rooms or game areas that also have chat features.
They're pretending to be an underage child. And then the predator is thinking that, you know, they're going to meet with a 14-year-old kid or 15 or whatever age there is at that time.
Sergeant Pond also urges parents to talk with their kids about how serious it is and warn them that people are hunting for them through cell phones, gaming devices, and computers. In Dallas, one city council member fed up with recent violence has called a special meeting for tonight to figure out ways the community can help. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
It started early Saturday when police say a woman was shot to death in a strip mall in East Oak Cliff. Two suspects are being sought. Later that night, three people were shot, including one fatally, just close by. The injured were a 14 and 17-year-old. The shootings were not related, and Councilwoman Carolyn King Arnold says many in the community are concerned. She's called a safety meeting for tonight and wants the public to hear about and comment on the Dallas 365 Safe Project. She says as the summer months approach, it's imperative the community and their public servants help police and do their part to slow violent crime. The meeting's going to start at 6:30 at the Paul L. Dunbar Library on East Keast Boulevard. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A woman died in an overnight crash that shut down 635 for hours. Police say the highway was shut down for more than 8 hours this morning before it finally reopened. Three cars were involved in that wreck. The Texas A&M Forest Service says it's getting a break from wildfires right now, but the threat isn't over yet. KRLD's Alan Skaya reports.
Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller visited farms and ranches in the Panhandle this week to talk to landowners about how wildfires are still affecting them. You might remember the Smokehouse Creek fire that started back in February and grew to become the biggest wildfire in Texas history, burning more than 1 million acres. Miller says that fire burned more than 500 homes, barns, and other buildings. He says the fire will continue to affect ranchers for years to come because of lost cattle and lost breeding. The Texas A&M Forest Service says it's not responding to any wildfires right now, but Miller says peak fire season runs from February through the end of May, telling ranchers we're still not out of the woods. From the 24-hour news center, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thanks to a grant from the federal government, Fort Worth will test new technology aimed at making roads safer for autonomous vehicles. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has more.
Fort Worth secures $2 million through the Strengthening Mobility and Revolutionizing Transport, or SMART, grants funding. The city will use that money to test low-altitude weather sensors for freight routes used by autonomous vehicles. The microclimate sensors are aimed at allowing autonomous vehicles to adjust in adverse weather conditions such as rain and fog to prevent catastrophes like the 130-vehicle pileup on 35W in 2021 that killed six people. The testing will be done at the Alliance Truckport. From the 24-Hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
North Texas-based airline Southwest and American might own the market at DFW International and Love Field, but they didn't ascend in Wallet Hub's 2024 Best Airlines rankings. Out of the 10 major U.S. airlines ranked, American came in eighth. Southwest was last.
With those particular airlines, they didn't do very well when it came to the delays, as well as the mishandled baggage reports. So that seems to be where Southwest could really stand to improve.
That's Cassie Hape, communications manager at Wallet Hub. Alaska Airlines finished best overall. Spirit Airlines was most affordable and safest. And Delta ranked most reliable and most comfortable. With the All Local, I'm Heather Behrens.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.